It's a very dynamic environment for void properties because when we do get a property back, they are going to be classed as void. And some will need an awful lot of work doing on, and some don't need as much work doing on. So we intend to turn them around as quick as we can. And it can change on a day-to-day basis. We don't get fixated on actual what the number is today, but what we look at is the trend, and is that trend getting bigger or is it getting smaller, and how much time we've got these voids.
Under the vacant properties on the minutes from your meeting, it says that you've had a return of 17 properties, which is higher. So is there a reason for that this month?
A calendar month is a good way to look at things, but really we've got to look at over a 12-month period to see when the houses are coming back. 17 in 1 month is an awful large amount for us to get. Now, when we could look into that to see what the reason is why, but it's not just the tenants that are giving us the keys back. Sometimes it's the families that are giving us the keys back, and we know the reason for that, and we've got no control whatsoever on it. But throughout the year, it's a spiky profile. We just cannot predict how many we're going to get each week, each month, and to some extent each year. But what we can see is we have a turnover on average of 5% a year. There's no change in that over the last 12 months.
How significant is it that you're getting these properties back? Obviously, you mentioned 17 before, and you mentioned that it's about 5% every year. So how significant is it that you get these properties back to then move them on to new people?
For the councillors, especially the councillors that are on the housing committee, it's imperative for us to do that. Myself being chairman and one of the other members of the housing committee actually sit on the allocations, and we read the circumstances of people that are on the waiting list. We know what conditions of the houses that they're living in. We know exactly why they're desperate for social housing. So for us, it's imperative that if we've got people on our housing waiting list, we've got to get them in them houses as quick as we can. And the emphasis is always going to be is we need more social housing. We have to get people into proper, decent living homes. When you see some of the stories of people, and we do get a lot of stick. When you go to an allocations meeting and you see the states of some of the properties and the conditions that they're in, to then say that they can come into a social housing, that's why we do that, this job, and that's what gives us that satisfaction.